Come fly with Global Air Force.
And so he literally threw my mother, 12-year-old girl, into the middle of the Ohio River, and she could not swim. She was just terrified. And then, to even make matters worse, this gentleman decided it would be even funnier if he drove off. And so he drove the motorboat out of sight. So here's my mom stuck in the middle of the river and bobbing up and down, taking in water, and the guy in the boat who should have been protecting her, should have been taking care of her, drove off. And my mom literally thought that she was going to die.
Thank you for tuning into Global Air Force. I'm Jim Rome. Today, my friend, I have a guest, Harold Overslake. His ministry is inner healing. Do you feel you need an inner healing? I believe we all need some type of inner healing. I don't think anybody's above it. And here's a man that teaches inner healing. Now, some people call that deliverance. Here's our guest, the third part of our series, Harold Overslake. Hi, Harold. How you doing?
Hi, Jim. Doing good. Thank you.
I've been really enjoying your teaching and the things you've been relating to us. It's been very beneficial. And I thank you. The last program, we prayed for those that need an inner healing. This time, could you tell me something maybe from your family, your own personal experience about inner healing?
I can. I'd be happy to share a story that's actually concerning my mom. I'll tell you how it come about. I'd been in doing this type of ministry for many years, but one day I received a phone call from my mother. She lives maybe 4 miles or so away from me, and she was having what we just probably call a panic attack. She had fallen a few weeks before and broken her forearm. They had put a cast on it, and Mom called me and said that she needed me to get to her house. She was panicking. She's trying to cut the cast off with a kitchen knife. Now, my mom's a nurse, so it's not like she would normally panic at anything. So I drove down to my mom's, and when I got there, she really was like panicking. It's like, you know, what would you consider, you know, like a panic attack, really? And so as I started talking to her, trying to discover, as we've been talking with your people the last few weeks about how we lose authority in pockets of our life, I was looking for a way that possibly my mom had lost some authority in her life. And what she was dealing with, Jim, was fear, really. I knew that. The panic attacks stem from some form of fear in a life. And so anyway, she was just having this panic attack, and it was very stressful for her. And so I started asking her very simple, basic questions about, you know, Mom, had you ever broke your arm before and that was a real problem and caused some big trauma? And she said no. And I was relating about the cast. I thought, well, maybe she had a bad experience with a cast or something. And she said no. And I was a little bit thrown back by that, even though I've done this for years. And I was trying to just think, well, what is the cause of this? And I asked her this question, Jim. I said, Mom, do you ever remember feeling what you're feeling right now, this panic, this fear?
Mm-hmm.
And she immediately said, yes, I do. I remember a time. And I said, well, tell me about that, Mom. And here's the story that she told me, Jim. She said that when she was a young girl, about 12 years old, she was living in a river town. Her family was pretty poor. They had this friend, though, that was a little more well off, and he had a motorboat. And we're talking back in the 40s. This friend used to take his children and my mother and some other neighborhood children out in the Ohio River just to have fun. And now my mom couldn't swim. They would, you know, of course, put life jackets on all the children, and they had a life jacket on my mother. And when this gentleman got out in the river one day, they'd done this many times, but one day he decided he wanted to have some fun. And so he literally threw my mother, 12-year-old girl, into the middle of the Ohio River, and she could not swim.
She had a life jacket.
She had a life jacket.
Old fashioned
but
life.
Yeah, Jim, that's the thing. You know, a lot of days when we hear that story, people think, well, what's the big deal about that? But we're talking a 1940 something life jacket. And back then, a person literally, you took in some water. You know, you didn't just stay floated up and your head's always above the water. You know, there can be some pretty good sized waves in the river also. So my mom did some bobbing in there, you know, some up and down. Mm-hmm. She took
it didn't keep her up then,
no,
not really.
Not partially. That's
partially.
Correct.
Uh-huh.
Not fully. And there was also some, you know, she took some water in, you know, because of that. So she was just terrified. And then to even make matters worse, this gentleman decided it would be even funnier if he drove off. And so he drove the motorboat out of sight. So here's my mom stuck in the middle of the river and bobbing up and down, taking in water. And the guy in the boat who should have been protecting her, should have been taking care of her, drove off. And my mom literally thought that she was going to die. And of course, I think all of us would have in that situation if we were a 12-year-old child. And so what happened to my mom is fear basically entered into her life. And she then, 50 years later, for whatever reason, I can't explain all the things that happened, why they happened, but 50 years later, when she started thinking about that broken arm and that cast, she started panicking, trying to cut that off. But that stemmed back that the fear that came into her life when she was 12 years old. And Jim, she had a lot of fearful incidents. And this is just one of them that just seemed to make it come to light was when she broke that arm. But what I was able to do, well, let me tell you another little part of that story, Jim. Now, back in the 80s, my mom used to come visit us in Florida, and we lived in Clearwater, Florida, and we had this apartment that had a beautiful grounds, beautiful swimming pool, and my mom used to come down and visit us. And there again, I didn't know any of this process, healing process at that time back in the 80s. So my mom would come down and visit, and she would start to get into that swimming pool, and soon as her feet would touch the water, I mean literally, she would start to tense up. And then as she got down, you know, in swimming pools like that, in these condos or apartments, there's about two or three steps. As she got down to each step, I mean, you could almost see the terror on her eyes. And what I was trying to do is encourage her to keep coming in because I want to teach her how to swim. But finding out that was not even possible for her. Now, we didn't know why, because see, I hadn't heard the story I just told you.
Did she forget? Was it blocked out? Did she forget?
No, she remembered the story, Jim, but like mm-hmm. so many people, she didn't relate. She didn't relate that
okay.
to her problem.
Okay.
And, you know, years later is when, you know, this arm breaks and I go down. Now, as I'm hearing her story, I realize why 10 years ago, when you used to come and visit me in Florida, you would panic when you would get in that pool. She realized why she would panic when she got in the pool. And Jim, I prayed with her maybe 10 or 15 minutes, got her free of that fear. And my mom, since, if you would call my mom today, she would say it's one of the best days of her life.
That quick. This prayer of deliverance worked that quick. 15 minutes.
15 minutes. Once I found out the how the authority was lost, I mean, I knew fear was a problem. Once I found out it was lost back, now in this case, actually it was stolen. My mom didn't do anything wrong in this case, but this gentleman did. So I led my mom in a little simple declaration to take back her authority. We forgave the gentleman. She forgave the gentleman that threw her in the Ohio River, and she got free. And Jim, I mean, I can't tell you that she learned how to swim because she didn't, but I can tell you this: she has taken water aerobics, and to no fear really of doing that, it changed her life. And she was very grateful that her son learned how to do this. And I'm sure there are a lot of people out there would be very grateful if more people in the body of Christ learn how to help others also like this.
I don't think too many really know that. I guess this is part of your job. You're educating people about this. What they need is inner healing. Salvation, in a sense, is not enough. But you just said something about when you lost authority. I know you've said that other programs.
Yeah.
What do you mean when you lose authority in your life? This is an interesting point.
Well, Jim, it's one of the things that we have found is that the reason that the enemy is allowed to come into our lives sometime, we either give authority away, such as you go to a psychic or a seance, or or you sleep with someone you're not married to. Those are ways that we make decisions that we give authority away. And then there are times that authority is stolen from us. You know, keys to our life. I think I said that on the first program. There are keys to our life that the enemy gets, and then he has access to us. Just like if we have a key to a door, we have access to get into that house. If he has a key to our life, he has access to get into our life.
A key to our life.
Yeah, and see what was the key to my mom's life? Well, it was this trauma that happened to her was the key, and fear was the thing that entered. And so in her case, she didn't give away any authority, but she still lost it. So we lead people in this little simple declaration to take back lost authority. You know, we break those bindings, whatever. Like in my mom's case, it was fear. And just tell fear to get out of my mom's life. And it did. And it, like I said, this was 15, 20 minutes tops. And it's just incredible, the freedom that you see to come. My mom still, you know, if it was possible, and my mom would tell anybody that would ask her how real this was and how much it changed her life. And the only thing, the only regret or the only sad thing about this, Jim, is not what happened, but it's what could have happened. My mom has always been a strong Christian lady, and it's a shame that she had to go 50 years while attending a church and not be able to get free. That's the only thing that she was a little bit frustrated about. She said, you know, why, you know, I've been in church all my life, and, you know, why didn't somebody tell me this? Why didn't somebody help me? And we're just finding that people are misinformed, Jim, that that they think that once you're saved, you don't need help in this area. And so therefore, I think sometimes that churches and ministries and pastors don't think to maybe bring someone that has some experience in this area to teach their people, to help their people to get their lives even more freed up and to go from that glory to glory, like we were talking about on one of your programs.
Well, then this panic attack. Now, you could be going to a psychiatrist or a psychologist, and churches do recommend that.
Yeah, absolutely.
When I went to Bible school, I had to take psychology.
Yes.
And, you know, we learned methods for counseling.
Yes.
You didn't do a lot of counseling with your mother. In fact, you know, she knew a lot about being a Christian.
She did.
She knew a lot. And she was never taught about this inner healing. You're saying 50 years of going to church and never heard this.
No, never heard it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Jim, you know, Christian counselors, Christian psychologists, psychiatrists, I think are wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But what we're finding when someone has a bondage or a influence, remember I talked about an imprint. You know, we can get a sin forgiven, but sometimes the imprint of the sin is left in our life, and counseling can help with that. But many times, counseling doesn't necessarily remove it. And so in the ministry that we do, God helps to remove that imprint. And, you know, one of my sayings, if you remember, one of my sayings is inner healing or deliverance cannot take the place of discipline. However, but discipline can't take the place of inner healing or deliverance either, Jim. Mm-hmm. So if someone needs, they do need prayer for inner healing, that's what they need. Counseling is not what they need first. What they need is that prayer for inner healing first. And then if you need counseling, follow it up with the counseling. That's what we have seen. And so there again, remember we talked when she got saved, all this bondage though, and all these things that oppressed her did not go away at salvation.
There probably are young ladies listening to this today. It don't matter whether you're young or old, but you know, there's someone out there that needs this help today. And I would like to have you pray for this someone out there that's suffered this loss of authority. They've been a victim, you know, and maybe they even blame themselves.
That's right.
But they've lost this authority. Harold, could you pray for this one out there today and any and all out there that need this help?
Yes, I'd be happy to, Jim. And you know, let me say, as you were commenting about that, I've prayed with people, ladies, were maybe 65 years old who were molested or raped when they're 20s, and so it doesn't matter if you're a child and you've had, you're listening and this has happened to you, or if you're 65, 70, or 85, it doesn't matter, because when we're violated like that, when a body is violated, we have these things that affect our lives, and I would love to pray for you if you've been sexually molested. especially in these areas. If you've been sexually molested, or if you've been raped, or any kind of this type of a sexual abuse case in any way, I would just like to pray for you. And what I would ask you to think about as we start this prayer, I want you to think about that person that did this thing to you, because in a minute I'm going to ask you to give them a gift that in the natural they don't deserve, and that's your gift of forgiveness. And so I just want you to think of the incident, think of the name, and you full well remember it, I know, because these things we never forget. But today is a day that can be your freedom. A lot of times when we hold up forgiveness for these people who have hurt us dearly, what we don't realize it does, it puts us into bondage. We're trying to bind them up or not forgive them, but they don't even think about us. They don't even care about us. So it's us that are in the bondage because we're holding this. And today can be a day of your freedom. So I just want you, no matter where you're at, or if you're driving in the car, or you're at home listening to this, or wherever you're at, I want you just to pray this prayer with me, even as I pray. I'm going to say some things, and I want you to just even repeat them. And what you will be doing is recovering authority that's been stolen from you because of some kind of abuse case. So now let's just pray. Father, I thank you for every woman and even men that have been molested, that are listening to this story right now, listening to this program. And Father, I just pray in the name of Jesus that your spirit would flood over their hearts so much so that they are impacted by your presence and know how real you are, and know that what we are saying is true, and that we can help them right now, and they can move into a new aspect with you in their life. They can recover this lost thing that has always held them back. They can recover that authority, break out of that shell, and move forward in the things of God. So if you have been molested in any way, sexually abused in any way, I want you to repeat this after me. In the name of Jesus, I renounce all sexual and spiritual bindings with, now I just want you to put that person's name in there. Okay, I repeat this, when they abused me, when they molested me, and I take back all authority that I lost because of their abuse. And I now, Father, choose to give them a gift that in the natural they do not deserve. And that gift is my forgiveness. I choose now to forgive. Now just name that person. I forgive them in Jesus' name. And today I release them once and for all. I'm getting this behind me. Today is the day of my freedom. Now that you've repeated that, just let me pray over you real briefly. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I break every binding off of each individual that just prayed that prayer. Every binding that came into their life because of that abuse, I break in the name of Jesus. And I command every bondage that came, every spiritual influence that came as a result of that abuse, I command you to go from the lives of God's people. And I speak freedom over them. I speak freedom over them now. I speak freedom over them now. I bless them. I bless them. And Lord, your word says that who the Son sets free is free indeed. I ask you to help them to accept that freedom and to walk in it in Jesus' name. Lord, fill them with your presence. Every area where there was any void, I ask you to fill with the presence of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Brother Harold. Get in contact with us and let us know what the Lord has done. God bless you. Here's our announcer.
Thank you for listening to our program today.
It matters to him about you. Yes, it does. Your heartaches, your burdens, he shares. regardless of what you may do. He wants you, he loves you, he cares. It matters to him about you. Yes, it does. Believe it, because it is true. If we cling to his hand, he'll understand. For it matters to him about you. Hallelujah. It matters to him about you. Your heartaches, your sorrows, he cares. Yes, he does. Regardless of what you may do, he wants you, he loves you, he cares. It matters to him about you.
Force is here to bring God's love, help, and power into your life. Would you like to have Jim Rome come to your group, church, or special event? You can call Global Air Force at 412-466-5655. That's Global Air Force at 412-466-5655.
satisfied. That longing in your soul, you may search this wide world o'er, but you'll be just as before. You'll never find true satisfaction until you've found the Lord. Only Jesus can satisfy your soul. Only Jesus can satisfy your soul, and only He can change your heart and make you whole. He'll give you peace, oh, you never knew, sweet love and joy, and heaven too, for only Jesus can satisfy your soul.
You know, I've lived a long time in this world, and I know that if you could have fame and fortune and all the wealth you could obtain, yet if you have not Christ within you, your living will be in vain. You see, there'll come a time when death will call you. Riches and fame cannot help you then, for only Jesus can satisfy your soul.
So, until we meet again, God bless you.